Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah. Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah. Let us all reflect.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome to another session of our program, Let Us Reflect. Before we move on to the main part of our program, I would like to share with you a narration which expresses the excellence of sending blessings in favor of our beloved Prophet, the best in creation, Al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Send blessings upon me often, for your sending of blessings upon me is forgiveness for your sins." So if we want our sins to be forgiven, one way we can achieve this is by expressing the supplication or prayer of blessings, salawat, in favor of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, with expressions like often or a lot. What is meant by this? We have many of the brothers mentioned this in their programs, and as a reminder, I'd just like to mention to you, it's not a set number. If you want, you can recite 313 times, 500 times, 1,000 times, or even more than 1,000 times. Try to do it with continuity, an action which seems to be, which is apparently less or little, but it's done with continuity, is better than an action which is great, but done one day and then not done on the next day. So as believers, we should express steadfastness in our manners. So when it comes to sending blessings in favor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, be attentive. Do not do it absent-mindedly. You're thinking about something else and your lips are moving. No, when you are expressing words which are a supplication of blessings for the best in creation, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, then we must mean it, whether we close our eyes or whether we think about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam as we are expressing or reading salawat. These fine details are the aspects which determine whether something is accepted or whether something is performed correctly or not. So be attentive, be sincere, and show your devotion, show your love for your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam through salawat. Let us begin the main part of the program with a famous hadith which is mentioned in Sahih Muslim. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Salatu ar-rajuli fi jama'atin tazidu ala salatihi fi suqihi wa baytihi bid'an wa 20 daraja." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "The prayer of a man in congregation is 20 and some," meaning it's 20-something times better than his prayer in the marketplace and in his home. So for a believer to pray on his own in the marketplace or at home, the congregational prayer is 20-something times better than that prayer on his own. The hadith continued, وَذَلِكَ أَنَّ أَحَدَهُمْ إِذَا تَوَدَّأَ فَأَحْسَنَ الْوُدُوءَ ثُمَّ أَتَى الْمَسْجِدِ. This is because when one of you, he performs a good ablution, or he does so properly or in the right way, then he comes to the masjid, la yuridu illa salah, la yanhazuhu illa salah, and he does not intend anything but the prayer. He's got no other purpose but the prayer. So he's made this good wudu, and he comes to the masjid, and the only purpose of him coming to the masjid is to pray. Then what will he attain, or what will this traveling or going to the masjid, what will this mean for him? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَلَمْ يَخْطُ خَطْوَةً إِلَّا رُفِئَ لَهُ بِهَا دَرَجَةً وَحُطَّ عَنْهُ بِهَا خَطِئَةً. Each step that he takes towards the masjid, each step that he takes, for every step, his degree is raised, a rank is raised for him, or a degree for him is raised, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upgrades him by a grade for every step that he takes. Not only that, for every step, a sin is erased. Subhanallah. So each step that he's taking towards the masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upgrading him, and for each step, a sin is being erased. حَتَّى يَدْخُلَ الْمَسْجِدِ, until he actually enters the masjid. فَإِذَا دَخَلَ الْمَسْجِدَ كَانَ فِي الصَّلَاةِ مَا كَانَتِ الصَّلَاةُ هِيَ تَحْبِسُهُ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam continues that when he enters the masjid, this period, the fact that the prayer is stopping him, meaning the fact that he's having to wait, this waiting period, it's as if he is in prayer. So just being in that state is a prayer state for him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued, and he said, وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَىٰ أَحَدِكُمْ مَا دَامَ فِي مَجْلِسِهِ الَّذِي صَلَّى فِيهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they send blessings upon one among you who remains in the area where he prayed. So as long as he stays in the place where he prayed, the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send blessings upon him. And towards the end of the hadith, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reveals the words of the angels. What do the angels say? These angels say, يَقُولُونَ, they say, اللَّهُمَّ ارْحَمْهُ اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لَهُ اللَّهُمَّ تُبْ عَلَيْهِ مَا لَمْ يُؤْذِ فِيهِ مَا لَمْ يُحْدِثْ فِيهِ. So the angels say, O Allah, have mercy on him. O Allah, forgive him. O Allah, accept his repentance as long as he does not harm anyone, or as long as his ablution state does not end. Subhanallah. Encouragement for all of us. Congregational excellence. The excellence of praying together. The man's prayer is in congregation. And although this hadith mentions 20 something times better than praying on his own, there are other hadith traditions which mention 25 times. Some mention 27 times. The fact is, there is no comparison between a person praying on his own and a person praying in congregation. That congregational excellence is only attained in that particular way. Not only the fact that the congregational prayer itself is so many times more better or more rewarding for the individual, the fact that he makes his way towards the masjid, that effort to go towards the masjid is rewarding. Sins are being erased, grades are being granted, degrees are being raised, ranks are being raised for the individual who makes this effort to go to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to offer his prayer in congregation. And not only that, we're reminded the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are praying for him. What more do we want? Reward for every step, being within that sacred area where one has just prayed, means that he shall or he may attain the supplication of angels. We must understand and reflect upon this. A man, yes, pray your some extra prayers at home. Have some element, some attachment to your homes and your personal efforts in worship. You may have to teach the younger children who may not be of that age, and you may have to lead by example in your home. But your obligatory prayers and the prayers that are for congregation, at least for those prayers, a man should be attending when it's possible for him to attend, when especially within his locality that a masjid is near him and he's able to reach a masjid without any real difficulty. A man's prayer is in congregation. A man's prayer is in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alama ibn Battal alayhi rahma writes in his commentary of Bukhari that some narrations mention 27 times and some narrations mention 25 times in terms of how much more reward there is for a person who prays in congregation rather than praying on his own. Then he specifies the four aspects or the four differences between this congregational prayer and a prayer which is performed alone. And he specifies the four points. He says that obviously one who prays on his own, he's deprived of four things. What are those four things? Number one, the intention of praying in congregation. Number two, the reward of attaining a rank for every step and having a sin erased for every step. Number three, angels seek forgiveness for him or pray for his forgiveness. And number four, his waiting for the prayer incurs the reward of prayer. So just that waiting period for the prayer itself, it enables him to attain the reward of the prayer itself. These are the four things that a person who prays on his own cannot attain, the four aforementioned things. Allama Badruddin Ayni alayhi rahmah, he mentions different opinions related to this element of how many times more beneficial the congregational prayer is. Is it 25 times better or 27 times better? Both numbers are mentioned in hadith, the hadith tradition that we mentioned towards the beginning of the main part of our session, mentioned 20 and something. So there are different numbers that are mentioned in different traditions. So he gives a summary of his explanations. He says, according to one opinion, the number 27, or the specifying 27, this came after 25. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increased the original number, which was 25, to 27. Another opinion is that a prayer for which there is less effort or less walking, that would be 25 times better, and a prayer which requires more effort or it's more difficult to reach the masjid for that particular prayer, then that would be obviously greater in reward and hence 27 times better. Another opinion is that more or less reward depends upon the condition of the worshipper. So if he does everything wholeheartedly, in the best way, in the correct way, then he attains maximum reward from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another opinion is that the 27 refers to the Fajr and the Isha prayers in particular, and 25 refers to the other prayers. And a hadith which supports the idea of specifying the Fajr and Isha prayers is a hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that praying in congregation is 25 times better than for an individual than praying on his own. And the Fajr prayer is the prayer where the angels of the night and day gather, meaning Fajr was specified. So because Fajr has been specified, there is an indication that the reward for this particular prayer in congregation is slightly more. Remember, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam told us to value life before death. And what we learn from this is that we must take advantage of every single moment of our lives. These priceless moments are moments for us to attain maximum reward. We should try to maximize the level of reward that we attain in our efforts of worship. If we perform the acts of worship, our obligations in the religion, according to the instructions of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, we should attain more reward. As far as 27 times is more or 25 times more reward is concerned, for us, as the difference between praying alone and praying in congregation has been made very clear. And even if this was not the case, it was an obligation for us that if there was no such justifiable, excusable reason in Sharia, the men should be presenting themselves in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praying together, shoulder to shoulder, standing and expressing submission together, united in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This beautiful spectacle, the sight of believers standing together in prayer, is a very powerful, moving spectacle. If we reflect upon the fact that every aspect of the prayer in congregation, it expresses our unity and our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fact that when you go to for the congregational prayer, you meet your other brothers, you greet the other brothers. If some are not attending and you see they don't attend for a few prayers or even a day or so, without asking, you know that there must be a problem. Potentially he may not be well, and then you can go and visit them or you can inquire about them. If they have not told you, especially if they've not told you that traveling or they're going abroad, not seeing your brothers in the house of Allah, those brothers who were standing with you in prayer, if they are not with you one day, it is our duty to inquire about them and to encourage them if some obstacles have come their way and they are deprived of attaining this reward. We are encouraged to pray together by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ, and bow with those who bow. This congregational effort will strengthen our bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we have to set targets for ourselves so that we attain steadfastness and we truly adopt the habit. Our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, they mentioned the figure of 40 days, that if an individual, he is able to do something for a period of 40 days, then that usually becomes a part of his habit. And when you look at the prophetic traditions, you find similar concept in the hadith traditions. One famous hadith mentioned in Tirmizi, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, reported by Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala an, that whosoever prays in congregation for the sake of Allah for 40 days with the first takbir, two freedoms will be written for him. Freedom from the fire of hell and freedom from hypocrisy. So again, a reminder, an individual who prays in congregation for 40 days in such a way that he does not miss the first takbir, and it's for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he shall be granted two kinds of freedom, or two freedoms will be written for him: freedom from the fire of hell and freedom from hypocrisy. Some may be thinking that doesn't seem to be too difficult, 40 days. But the truth is, Fajr and Isha are the most difficult prayers to attend in congregation for obvious reasons. And the fact that it's not just about attending for 40 days. Remember, the hadith mentions it should be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, it's about having the right state of heart and mind, about doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there is hope that that freedom will be written for an individual who was sincere in this effort. Just a reminder that the congregational first takbir is when the imam says Allahu Akbar the very first time, the beginning of the prayer. If one reaches the congregational prayer when the imam is in ruku and he joins in the ruku position, in the bowing position, he will in the first cycle, the first rakat, he will still attain the reward of the first takbir. But this is just a reminder that the first takbir element is part of that hadith tradition of 40 days praying for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyiduna Ubaidullah bin Umar Qawariri alayhi rahma, he says that I would always pray my Isha prayer in congregation, but on one particular occasion I missed the congregational prayer of Isha. And he explains why. He says a guest came and I was caring for that guest, hosting that guest, and I got late. When I reached the masjid, the Isha prayer had already taken place. And he mentions that when he came back, he thought about how he could make up for that. And he was aware of the hadith traditions which mention the congregational prayer being 21 times better or 25 times better or even 27 times better than praying on praying alone. So he decided to repeat or read his prayer 27 times to make up for what he lost. So he did that. He prayed his prayer 27 times and then he went to sleep that night. He saw a dream. In his dream, he describes his dream. He says that I saw some horsemen and I was also with them. And we were due to set off, we were due to leave to go somewhere. As we were about to leave, one of the other horsemen said to me that, don't put your horsemen in difficulty. You cannot join us, or you cannot stay with us. And he said, I said to them, why? Why is it not possible for me to remain with you or to join you? Then the answer, he replied by saying that we have prayed our Isha prayer in congregation. So that was basically a sign for the Shaykh that the fact that he prayed his prayer on his own 27 times, still did not enable him to attain the reward of those who had prayed their Isha in congregation in the masjid. So whether one repeats something 27 times does not actually mean that he attains all the excellences related to the congregational prayer. The congregational prayer is a serious matter. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam emphasized it in prophetic traditions. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we understand the significance of praying in congregation. Those believers who are able to fulfill this obligation of the religion and present themselves in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should do so. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we become and remain sincere in our efforts of worship, and we attain reward from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through pure intentions. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah. Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah. Let us all reflect from a sinful life.